The STAPE is a standby program to be used at a date identified during my absence in June. Hello, everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. On this program, I'll be using verses by Helen Steiner Rice. It takes a groom, it takes a bride, two people standing side by side. It takes a ring and vows that say, this is our happy wedding day. But marriage vows are sanctified and loving hearts are unified when standing with the bride and groom, unseen by others in the room, the Spirit of the Lord is there to bless this happy bridal pair. For God is love, and married life is richer for both man and wife. When God becomes a partner too in everything they plan and do, and every home is specially blessed when God is made a daily guest. For married folks who pray together are happy folks who stay together. For when God's love becomes a part of body, mind, and soul and heart, their love becomes a wondrous blending that's both eternal and unending. And God looks down and says, well done, for now you two are truly one.
Now to be among you at the calling of your heart, rest assured this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. There is love. There is love. Well, a man shall leave his mother, a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two shall be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again. There is love. There is love. There is love. There is love. Loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something you have never seen before? Ah, the marriage of your spirit here has caused him to remain. For when ever two or more of you are gathered in his name, here is love. Oh, there's love. There is love.
And the theme is love. Another of those wonderful verses by Helen Steiner Rice, A Child's Faith. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little children ask no more, for love is all they're looking for. And in a small child's shining eyes, the faith of all the ages lies. And tiny hands and tousled heads that kneel in prayer by little beds are closer to the dear Lord's heart, and of his kingdom more a part, than we who search and never find the answers to our questioning mind. For faith in things we cannot see requires a child's simplicity. For lost in life's complexities, we drift upon uncharted seas, and slowly faith disintegrates, while wealth and power accumulates. And the more man learns, the less he knows, and the more involved his thinking grows, and in his arrogance and pride, no longer is man satisfied to place his confidence and love with childlike faith in God above. O Father, grant once more to men a simple childlike faith again, and with a small child's trusting eyes, may all men come to realize that faith alone can save man's soul and lead him to a higher goal.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible.
Peace and love are wonderful things, and peace and love begin in the home and the heart. Peace is not something you fight for with bombs and missiles that kill, nor can it be won in a battle of words man fashions by scheming and skill. For men who are greedy and warlike, whose avarice for power cannot cease, can never contribute in helping to bring this world nearer to peace. For in seeking peace for all people, there is only one place to begin, and that is in each home and heart, for the fortress of peace is within. The greater portion of this program is set aside to love. And this time we are going to be reading a verse by Helen Steiner Rice about mother's love. A mother's love is like an island in life's ocean vast and wide, a peaceful, quiet shelter from the restless rising tide. A mother's love is like a fortress, and we seek protection there, when the waves of tribulation seem to drown us in despair. A mother's love's a sanctuary where our souls can find sweet rest from the struggle and the tension of life's fast and futile quest. A mother's love is like a tower rising far above the crowd, and her smile is like the sunshine breaking through a threatening cloud. A mother's love is like a beacon burning bright with faith and prayer, and through the changing scenes of life, we can find a haven there. For a mother's love is fashioned after God's enduring love. It is endless and unfailing, like the love of Him above. For God knew in His great wisdom that He couldn't be everywhere, so He put His little children in a loving mother's care. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to Surely, when we are discussing love, we must include our friends, because a friend is a gift of God. Among the great and glorious gifts our Heavenly Father sends is the gift of understanding that we find in loving friends. For in this world of trouble that is filled with anxious care, everybody needs a friend in whom they're free to share the little secret heartaches that lay heavy on their mind, not just a mere acquaintance, but someone who's just our kind. For somehow in the generous heart of loving, faithful friends, the good God in his charity and wisdom always sends a sense of understanding and the power of perception, and mixes these fine qualities with kindness and affection. So when we need some sympathy or a friendly hand to touch, or an ear that listens tenderly and speaks words that mean so much, we seek our true and trusted friend in the knowledge that we'll find a heart that's sympathetic and an understanding mind. And often just without a word, there seems to be a union of thoughts and kindred feelings. For God gives true friends communion.
Thank you. to live or nowhere. I'd do it all again, but to make it better, that's what I do.
Everybody, everywhere, no matter what his station, has moments of deep loneliness and quiet desperation. For this lost and lonely feeling is inherent in mankind. It is just the spirit speaking as God tries again to find an opening in the worldly wall man builds against God's touch. For he feels so self-sufficient that he does not need God much. So he vainly goes on struggling to find some explanation for these disturbing lonely moods of inner isolation. But the answer keeps eluding him, for in his selfish finite mind, he does not even recognize that he cannot ever find the reason for life's emptiness unless he learns to share the problems and the burdens that surround him everywhere. But when his eyes are opened and he looks with love at others, he begins to see not strangers, but understanding brothers. So open up your hardened hearts and let God enter in. He only wants to help you a new life to begin. And every day's a good day to lose yourself in others. And any time's a good time to see mankind as brothers. And this can only happen when you realize it's true that everyone needs someone, and that someone is you. What must I do to ensure peace of mind? Is the answer I'm seeking too hard to find? How can I know what God wants me to be? How can I tell what's expected of me? Where can I go for guidance and aid to help me correct the errors I've made? The answer is found in doing three things, and great is the gladness that doing them brings. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. For with these three things as your rule and your rod, all things worth having are yours to achieve if you follow God's words and have faith to believe.